This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, January 29, 2009. A physical salvation. The Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 49. Just as we have borne the likeness of Adam, so shall we bear the likeness of Jesus. When I served as a local church pastor, I often visited elderly members in the local retirement community. On her apartment door, one of my church members had hung this sign, "Growing old isn't for wimps." In my visits, I grew to appreciate the difficult truth behind that humorous saying. It takes courage to deal with failing joints, cancer treatments, and the forgetfulness of advancing dementia. But we seldom talked only of the aches and pains of growing old on those visits. We looked beyond the present to a gospel hope that was deeply physical. The elderly folk I visited looked forward to the day when they would bear the likeness of Jesus, the man of heaven. In those words, we find more than a promise of an open door to heaven after we die. Paul declares that our personal future holds a physical resurrection like Christ's. Yes, we will be raised with what Paul calls a spiritual body, but that doesn't mean a body made only of spirit, as if our resurrection body were ghostly. Remember, the risen Savior enjoyed a meal of fish with his friends. Paul is referring to a body empowered by the Spirit of God, a body like Christ's that transcends the limitations of this present life. There are no half measures to salvation. Jesus will restore you, body and soul, for an eternity with Him. Would you pray with me? Lord, forgive us for limiting the scope of your redemption. Grant us the delight of looking forward to a future in which we are restored completely to live with you forever. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.